is the hand-in-hand increasing understanding that you can't do anything with that other than surrender to it, other than allow it to be so, other than accept it. There's no other position possible. Any other position you attempt will cause you confusion, suffering, anguish, or all of the above. So by that understanding, a human life is nothing more and nothing less than an opportunity to attune yourself to God's will. Everything you do, everything you have ever, I swear to you, everything you have ever done, good or bad, no matter what you thought about it or why you thought you were doing it, was your attempt to attune yourself to God's will. It may have been twisted. It may have been a very misguided attempt. It may have been going in the opposite direction. You may have been doing something bad, something even evil. But even that is a twisted attempt to go closer to God's will. You can't do anything else. It's the nature of what we're capable of. We're not capable of anything else. That's the good news. Everything good, everything bad you've ever done was God's will, and your attempt to be aligned with God's will. The worst thing you've ever done, the most horrible sin you've ever committed, was you trying to get to God. You just didn't do it real good. Next time, do better. Learn from it. That's why things feel bad, so you won't do them again. So you'll try something better next time. All is God's will is not convenient. On the surface, it sounds like a convenient way to excuse everything. Once again, it's the exact opposite. If you really live, if you really see for yourself that all is God's will, if you delve into it in such a way that it becomes clear to you that that is absolutely true, if you see it with your own eyes and feel it with your own heart, then it is just the opposite of an excuse. Then you feel tremendous responsibility to get it right, to do the best you can. Because after all, who you be representing, as they say. If you really get it, if it penetrates to the point where it's involuntary, where you see the truth of it whether you like it or not, then you don't excuse anything ever again. Then it's never a question of laziness. It's never a question of taking the easy way. Because why would you ever choose the easy way out, if you're truly aware that you're operating within the sphere of God's will, then you try your best. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean you don't screw up. It doesn't mean sometimes you don't take the lazy way, but it means you're aware that your responsibility is higher than you used to realize when it wasn't clear to you.